Some people call it the Undertaker, and of course some say that they call it the Undertaker or funeral parlor.
Okay, and what do you call the box or case that a corpse is put into for burial?
Casket.
And what do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery.
And what do you call flowing water? It's a little smaller than a river.
You call it a creek.
Okay, and do you have a word that for a flowing water that's even smaller than a creek?
Yes, you have two of it. One you call a branch, another you call a brook.
Okay, about the same?
About the same thing.
Okay, what about flat, grassy land down around the sea coast?
Marsh.
And what do you call a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to support the trousers?
Suspenders.
And what do you call unthickened gravy made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat?
Unthickened gravy?
Yes, not like the kind you put flour in, you know, just made with, you add water. If you cook ham, maybe pour water in. And stir it up.
Well, I just call it got a gravy or something.
Okay.
That's
what okay. What do you call the liquid burned in lamps?
Kerosene.
And what about a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout? Maybe won't gain weight. You know a word for that?
Well, now there is a hog that some of them call him a razorback.
Okay. What about an itching soreness between the toes?
That's the athletic foot.
What do you call homemade whiskey?
Well, drowned down this way, I understand they call it moonshine.
Okay. And what about another word for a real cheap whiskey, a joking word maybe? Ever hear anything like that besides say moonshine?
I have heard when I was a little boy, they had some old whiskey out here. I'm talking about, of course, I never did drink any. I heard people talking about call some old whiskey, come kind of old stump whiskey, stump liquor, they call
it. Okay, okay. And what do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Toy.
Okay, now these have to do with word patterns, and they're about, I don't know, about 12 of them, I think, and they're not very exciting, but we'll go through them real quickly. They have to do with the time that something happens. Like right now I see you, but I'd say yesterday I
saw you,
and I have seen you many times. Okay, if we're talking about buying groceries, you might say to Mrs. Have the groceries been... Use the word form of buy. Have the groceries been
bought?
And she might answer, yes, the groceries yesterday.
Bought the groceries yesterday.
How's that?
Bought the groceries yesterday.
Or if we're talking about eating apples, you might ask someone, have the apples been
eaten?
And somebody might answer, yes, I
have eaten.
Or yes, or just simply, yesterday
I ate.
How's that?
Yesterday I ate the apple.
I'm sorry, I was clearing my throat while you were talking. If we're talking about drinking coffee, you might ask me, have you your coffee?
Drank your coffee?
Oh, how's that? Have you?
Did you drink your coffee?
Okay, and somebody says, no, I have not.
Drunk.
Okay. Wait till the clock strikes. That's a pretty chime.
That's an old clock. That's about.
I bet it is.
Born, we had it way before I was born, you say.
Is that right? It's pretty.
And it's always been, never been out of fit.
Is there? Is that one of the kind you have to wind every night? Yeah.
No, ain't nobody ever, once or twice, once a week.
Is there? That's good. I have one you had to wind it every night, but
no.
We always forget it. Okay, talking about climbing trees.